Yes, I had a 7-year break. A 7-year break. And how old are you?
I'm 41.
41. So, why the 7-year break, and what brought you back here?
The break is because we opened up a coffee shop, my wife and me. So there was not much time left to train and to do the races. Now the coffee shop is doing good and I have a little bit more free time.
Okay. Is this something that you have missed for 7 years, or is this something it had its time then and now it's time to come back?
I think it always stayed within me, all the remembrances.
What kind of things, I mean, after 7 years, what did you remember most that you liked about being in these things?
Yeah, you know, the change of nature, the sunrise, the sunset, the nights, and yeah, the challenge.
The challenge, okay. Well, I mean, like I say, you could park a camper out here and see the change of nature and not have to run, but it really comes down to the challenge, isn't it? And what is the challenge for you? What I mean, do you have a goal of what you'd like to do for 10 days?
Not really. My training was not so much. But the challenge is for me, you get into situations you rarely, very rarely get in daily life.
I mean, right now we have a plane coming into LaGuardia. We're going by Central, it's noisy. This is not part of the challenge, though. I mean, you can really block all that stuff out.
Yeah, normally, yes, if you're in a good consciousness. If you feel tired and you have pain, then the noise is killing you.
All right. The challenge, I mean, on the upside, it's very, very hard. But when you get through to the other side, what is there? For somebody who doesn't understand, you know, being out here, now it's been kind of miserable today, it's kind of drizzly. What is on the other side of 10 days for you?
You mean the nice side?
Yeah, what's the positive? What is the...
I mean, the weather is great like it is.
Okay.
The drizzling is fine for me. It's nice. It's like skating because the road is dirty. It's slippery. It's nice to run.
But, I mean, the challenge of running 40, 50, 60 miles a day, then,
yeah.
After you complete that, besides having a big number on the board, what do you think you're going to have?
You mean, like...
For you.
Inwardly?
Yeah, inwardly, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, for example, last night I had this situation, as I said, you very rarely get in daily life this... complete, I don't know how you call it, disaster. There is no, a lot of pain, and then it's a miracle. After 10 hours, all is gone, and you can run again. So nice to experience that.
So what time, let's paint me a picture a little bit. What time of night was it?
It started early night. I got this terrible knee pain. I had it years ago, before it was... It was then a nightmare and it was now a nightmare. And I was so happy then in the late morning when it went away. I was in the medical and they helped me, and after a few laps it went... I mean, it was like that I could run and I was happy again. I couldn't run for 30 miles.
For 30 miles? Now, I mean, did at any point you think it's all over, I'm going to have to...
Yeah, that's the problem. You think that.
Now, for somebody else who faces an obstacle like that, it may not be a knee pain, it may not be in a 10-day race, there's a lesson there for everybody, isn't there?
Exactly, yeah. That's what I meant for the daily life. Daily life also, quite often, it seems there is no solution and will be a disaster forever. But there is always some way out.